Are you a healer? Are you a healer? Do you want to have people come to you with problems? You want to have people come to you with their dirty bodies that they have filled with negative ideas about themselves of being imperfect? Do you want people to come to you with broken legs and broken arms and broken hearts and broken lives? Do you want to have this? Yes, you do. You want to have this because that's what you've trained yourself all your life. You say, what I see is what is. What I see is what I get. That's what you did. That's what you did. A doctor doesn't see people whole and perfect. A doctor sees people who need to have help. And then the people come to the doctor. So, does the doctor want people to be whole and perfect? No. If people are whole and perfect who come to the doctor, he has nothing to do for them. He has no work to do. But you say, I'm a spiritual healer. You say, I am divine, and I am wonderful, and I am great, and I am good. Do you think God has any beings needing healing in God's world? Do you think that since God is everything, do the people who are sick in God's world of everything want to be healed? No. They want to be sick. That's because they have the right to choose anything they want. And it's not to be labeled good or bad, right or wrong, up or down, you know, beneficial, non-beneficial. It's not to be labeled at all. How many times have you talked to people and you said, wow, imagine winning the sweepstakes with $397 million on the sweepstakes. Wow. And your first thought is, I don't need all that money. I'd like some of it. I'd like a little of it. I'd like to win some of it. Right away, you cut yourself off from the allness. You cut yourself off from what is. It is that sweepstakes of the 300-some-thousand-million dollars. But you don't want it. You say, if only I had a little bit, because you don't believe it. You don't believe the sweepstake actually exists with that money on it, because you've never seen it, because you don't win it. And you won't win it. You won't win it because you are not a healer of winning sweepstakes. Yeah, you are not even a healer of helping a friend who is ill. Friends come to us with their illnesses, our children, our wives, our husbands, our family. All the world comes to us with their problems and says, help me, help me, with that pathetic, pitiful voice. And you say, with the words of Jesus, what do you want from me? How do you want me to help you? Do you want me to help you to have more of what you have created for yourself? Or do you want to go a different direction? You want to go a different direction in your life, in your affairs, in your activities, in your experience. Do you want to go to a direction of health, for instance, rather than ill health? Well, you say, well, anybody want to go for it. No, no. You've been concentrating on ill health, and that's why you have ill health in your world. You have put yourself into the thought system of ill health. People who get diseases, they associate themselves with people who have those diseases. And people who have cancer like to go around people who have cancer. People who have diabetes like to go around people who have diabetes, and they say that they have diabetes. You know, that's a red badge of courage. And it's so stupid, so utterly, utterly stupid. Now, do you think that we are proud of you when you say to us, I'm going to the dentist today, I'm going to have work done by the dentist? We say, so, what else is new? You know, big deal. Why are you telling me? Why do you want me to know you're not whole and perfect when that's the way I see you, is whole and perfect? You want to have me see you with a broken leg. You're going to have to tell me you got a broken leg and that you don't want it. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, what wouldst thou of me? I'm the Christ. I can only see you perfect in my light. And perfect in my light is to have your legs whole and perfect, to have you whole and perfect, to have you beautiful. Now, we have friends. And these friends are constantly begging on us. They're coming to us as the avatar of life, because we are wise, because we're monks, because we're ministers, because we're healers. And they say, touch me, heal me, make me well. And we have that feeling inside of us, oh, you rascal. We don't say, you brought it on yourself, which they did. We don't say, you want it, and you keep talking about it all the time. You don't come to us and say, Herb, I'm whole and perfect. And I'll say, you bet you are. That's the way I see you. That's the way I know you. That's the way you are. And of course, then you would be that way. But if you come to me and you say, Herb, I got a problem. We say, do you want me really to know what your problem is? Or do you want me to know what solution you want? It's your decision. If you tell me what your problem is, that's going to cost you $50,000. If you tell me the solution, that's gratis. I loved working on solutions. That's no problem at all. But to work on problems, I have to train you out of wanting the problem, believing the problem belongs to you, believing the problem is result of something in your life that you can't handle, and wanting me to cut it out of your life. And I can't do that. I cut it out of my life because it's not there in the first place. I don't let things into my world that the world would like to shake me up with. And the world wants to shake me up with a lot of things. They want to test me. Oh, they want to test me. They want to see if I really stand true for the principle that I believe in. And I stand true for the principle I believe in, and then they say, you're not very nice. You're not very understanding. You don't care about us. You haven't much compassion or humanity about you. And I say, I have more compassion and humanity about me than you'd ever know. Because my compassion and my humanity is, I see you just like I see me, whole and perfect. I see you enjoying everything in life. I see you enjoying every desire of your heart. We have our dear friend Chrissy in London, and she works for the hospital there. She's an administrator. And in her work in the hospital, she does a lot of business things. She is in charge of her nurses and all that sort of stuff. And she writes to me and she says, Herb, see me doing my highest and best. She didn't write to say, Herb, this problem's there, that problem's there, I'm facing this, I'm facing that, and these things are rough. No, she says, see me doing my highest and best, my finest and best. See me doing that. And I said, you bet. You bet. That's all I know about you. That's all I've ever known about you, is you're doing your highest and best. Chrissy, you got a problem when you're dealing with me, because I see through you to what your highest and best is. And I see your highest and best waiting there with its hand out, so to speak, saying, take it. And you are saying to yourself, you're not good enough, or you're too good. You're not good enough for something that demands a higher genius from you, and you're too good because you think that that's a belittling job. Now, either way, get you in trouble. Sometimes we have to be tested on those things that belittle us a little bit to see if we have the courage to stand up and say, I know what I know, and it is so. To stand up and say, to be convinced that your treatment work, that your statement work, that your truth work about yourself is there forever and ever and ever. But if you're going to allow yourself to feel that you are insufficient for any task, then dig a hole and climb in. Because you're not going up the mountain, you're going down. And today, go up the mountain, Chrissy. Go up the mountain, Ellen. Go up the mountain, everyone. Go up the mountain and puff and puff a little bit as you're climbing that mountain and building up your lungs and building up your strength and building up your confidence in yourself. And when you get to the top of that mountain, you'll look there and you say, that's my world. And from the top of the mountain, the world looks beautiful. You don't see all the little intricacies that make you feel unhappy about it. You don't see people being ill. You don't see people struggling. We spoke of the snail the other day, and the snail went 1 inch. Well, for a snail, that's a long distance. But he went, and he was proud of himself. And you, either you judged him and you said, 1 inch only, or you said, he went 1 inch with pride and joy. Do you really want to be a healer? Or do you want to be divinely whole and perfect now in everything you are? If Jesus were called upon to look at someone who were ill without any comment, just called into the place where they may be, and the person looked at Jesus, what would Jesus see?
Perfect.
He would see that person as he sees himself, whole and perfect. Now, you, can you do any less than the Master's teaching us to do? Can you look at anyone and see them less than you are? If you are, you're not a very nice person. See everyone whole and perfect. See everyone fulfilled. See everyone glorious. See everyone just like you are. The ideal manifest now. So, people will call us. Often they'll call us. Especially friends. They'll say, we need a healing. We need this. We need wholeness here. And your only statement to them is?
It's done.
It is done. Basta. Basta, basta, basta. End. No more talking. Change the subject. Change the subject. If that person is healing their legs, you say, so, Saturday, let's all go roller skating. And including that person. How can you say, blah, 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 blah? No, now. I'm not saying that healing has to take time, that it has to mend, the broken leg takes a week or two to heal or something. I don't say that. I say, it is now. And they are whole and perfect now because I am whole and perfect now, and I see them whole and perfect now, and I don't want to see them any other way. And if you will see them whole and perfect, then you will see them coming with us skating, and you will not go chagrin and say, unbelievable. Just a short time ago, they couldn't even spell their name, and now they're writing books. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are chagrined. We are amazed how principle works. But the principle tells you this thing and this alone. It is done. There's no time. It is not pray often, long and hard. It's just be convinced of yourself and be done. It is done. Invite your friend who is having a healing leg to a skating party. Invite them to something that means that they are whole and perfect and that they're ready. It's helpful to you in believing your word is a spoken idea in the infinite. And that's what you believe. And believe only that. It's not hard to look at a child and say, one day you'll be a man. And then one day comes along and the child is a man. And you say, see, I saw you as a man when you were a little child. But when he was a little child, you expected him to act like a little child. And you're not very nice. Because if you expect him to act like a little child, so he will act. If you expect birth with pain, so you'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
If you expect all these things, don't expect those things. Expect that it's done. In that little child is the genius that one day will be revealed. As soon as that child gets over the humanity around him, which says, not yet, not yet, not yet. Because now that genius is ready to come forth, as has happened so often. Now the wholeness is there because it's always been there. Now, whatever treatment you treat for, it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, 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 okay. Mm-hmm.
You're leaving after lunch, right?
Yeah, I want to have lunch by 11:30.
Oh, okay. Sammy, what is it what you want? Hmm?